Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, here we go. It's Thursday morning on 98.9 Buzz. Pisano Sandy, hello. It is 5:55 coming up on our 6 o'clock hour. Today's the 11th of June, and we're ready to go. Live audience Thursday's happening. We got a bunch of people in the studio this morning.
Yes. Yeah. And this is going to be a rough day.
No, it's going to be an
awesome
day.
What is the one thing that if you leave the house forgetting, that's it, your day is a mess?
My coffee.
Shamble.
My coffee.
Okay,
yeah.
Exactly. I forgot my freaking coffee.
That's the worst.
You know what it is? I don't even... How the hell did I forget it? Maybe because I... You know what it is?
What?
Because I had an extra bag to carry today. Usually it's two bags and my coffee.
Yeah, but
today it was two bags and a third bag, which is a special drink.
Sandy is going to try a THC drink this morning. We're all going to pop open a can of carbonated.
We'll talk about that in a second here.
But why don't you just start drinking that? Instead of coffee.
I need my coffee. That one bag threw me off. It's like, I don't know.
Now you know how I feel when I forget it. You're like, suck it up, buttercup. Well, no, it messes you up.
It totally. Just even the thought. Like, I'm not even at my coffee stage yet because they drink water first and then coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say to do. I'm not even at my coffee point. But to know that the coffee isn't going to be there waiting for me, it's messing me up.
I'll make you a cup.
I'm a disaster.
I'll make you a cup.
Do we have a Keurig?
Yeah, we got Keurig.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Is there a specific kind of coffee that you have?
I take it black.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I mean, like flavor coffee? No.
I don't like all those
breakfast blend, Colombian roast.
Whatever.
I have it all. I even have a straight-ahead Folgers K-cup if you'd like one.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, so today is going to be, I don't know, but okay, so over in the Webster side of the bay, you know, over on the other side of the bay this morning, I went to let my dog out, and of course, perfectly on time, it starts to downpour.
Mm.
And I don't know if you have a dog that doesn't like to get wet, but mine doesn't like to get wet. So that was a struggle. I felt bad. She didn't go to the bathroom. I had to put her in her crate. Gone. Nobody's home. My wife's in Buffalo.
Oh, nobody's home?
No. My wife's in Buffalo. My daughter's at Grandma and Grandpa's. It was a last minute, got to stay the night thing. I'm like,
oh, the poor little puppy.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess. I know. So, I feel bad. But what are you going to do? She just wouldn't go. I'm like, really? Really? Do you realize what's going to happen if you don't go potty at 4
in the
morning?
Is that what you said to her?
I did. I talked to her.
Oh, I talk to my dog all the time. When we go on a walk, I'm like, stop. You're embarrassing yourself. And everyone's looking at me like, are you talking to your dog like it's a child? I'm like, yes.
I'm a horrible
person.
Because
he barks. What? I'm a horrible person.
I'm going to buy you one of those dog barking
days in my dog.
It's just a high-pitched whistle. That's all it is. It's not
you
electricity.
You got some hate, too, on social media when we posted that video of you wanting to daze your neighbor's dog.
Keep your neighbor's dog shut up.
Somebody said that your neighbor should call the police on you.
Good. Yeah. Occasional breaks of sunshine. There's going to be a risk of a couple showers or thunderstorms, but much of the day will be dry. I think this one blob is off, you know, up on Lake Ontario now. Heat index rising into the 90s. So we have a heat advisory going on today as it hits 88 degrees.
The Buzz.
Welcome to it. Thursday morning. Scott Spisano here. Sandy Waters out there. And two more.
Yay!
Masochistic people.
Aiden and Maddie are in the studio. They're going to be helping us out on Thursdays.
Woo!
Yay! Oh, yeah. She's so excited. Right after a big old yawn, Maddie's like, woo!
Don't expose.
Good job. Way to fake it.
Yeah. Why are you here? For the people listening.
Well, because I love it.
Oh,
love it here, love the people, love the radio.
Yeah.
And I want to learn more.
And you're working over the summer. You're a college student, right?
Mm-hmm.
What college you go to?
SUNY Oneonta.
Oneonta. Mm-hmm. That's quite a commute.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Aiden, did you graduate yet from Brockport? SUNY Brockport.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So today is not really the right time for you guys to be here because we're going to do something at 7 o'clock that probably is not a good
Is everybody 21?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, then it's fine.
Still.
What? Wait.
Even my daughter was like, I can't believe you're doing that on the air. That is
okay.
So.
All right.
Wait. That's not a good role model thing to do, Ma.
Role model to whom?
I don't know. The people.
Are we teaching kindergarten here on the radio?
Well, I don't know. It probably, I am kind of a little reluctant.
Why?
On doing this, but I hear that it's, I just am curious about it. THC drinks?
Yeah, we're doing some super fizzy THC, cocktails this morning.
And I don't know why, really.
Why not?
What really happens to you?
Well, Sandy's never smoked pot or done a gummy or anything like that, correct?
Correct.
Correct. So therefore, you will experience the delivery.
Have you?
Yeah. The delivery system.
The way he says it. Well, how condescending. You're
I'm
like,
not.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, we talked about it before.
I know, but the way you said it, I'm just.
Just
okay.
Stop being so defensive and listen to me. There is going to be.
Such an
a
ass.
Milestone today. This is going to be a breakthrough for you. This is going to be like a life-changing experience.
What is that supposed to even mean?
You're going to loosen up for the once in your life.
Huh.
Do you not want to do that?
I don't know.
You let your guard down for a second? It'll be awesome.
I can have fun. I know how to have fun. I know how to loosen up. Not during working hours, because I got to be buttoned up because you are way too loose.
Just hold on a second. Hold on a second.
So
world doesn't end. It'll be fine. And I just want to say, if I took a snapshot of Sandy Waters, do you remember during Seinfeld, Elaine doing the dance? That's Sandy Waters. That's you. You're the Elaine dance.
You guys don't even know that reference, do you? No. See?
No.
Right, Sandy, again, she faked it for the... 2 times in 5 minutes. She's laughing along. She doesn't even know. That's such an old joke.
There was a TV show called Seinfeld.
Okay, yes. Don't
you knew
I
about
know
that.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, you just
don't
didn't know. Okay,
it.
Good. All right, just checking.
Okay, so anyhow, so we're like hey, this is an idea because even the listeners who were in the studio with us last week, last Thursday, they had mentioned, oh, you guys should do THC drink and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, oh my God, I so happen to have it. I don't know why. Long story. Anyhow.
Long story.
So... Scotty this morning, he's all on board. Ha, ha, ha. That will be funny. Great.
Yeah.
We were talking about it on the air. Melanie, our listener, BuzzFam, texts me and says, can I come in for that? I want to witness it firsthand. I want to join in on the fun. Sure, Melanie, come on in. Okay. This morning, Scotty leaves the studio, comes back, and he goes, uh-oh.
I go to put it in the fridge to keep it nice and cold because I don't know what it tastes like.
He asked ChatGPT if we're going to get in, quote, trouble for doing this on the air.
Yeah.
I'm like, look who's the dork now.
I want to keep my job, and that's not common
Listen
around here.
Listen up!
Listen to you,
the
of all
world
people.
Won't end.
The world won't end, but your job might.
This might be career ending. Whatever.
All right, so
Aiden, Maddie, you're going to fill it after.
You guys ever done, like the seltzer drinks, the THC seltzer drinks before?
I have not.
No.
I also haven't.
No, you're not going to do it today.
Gummies?
Either. No.
Anything?
It could be disgraceful, though, because my birthday is on 420.
Oh, it is.
It is. Yeah,
and you've never done the 420 thing.
Well, maybe not the drink.
Oh, okay. Good gotcha. All right. Good. Yeah.
You have done
No,
more,
stop
Maddie?
Judging.
The absolute mom look that I just caught Sandy giving.
Isn't it amazing? She's like the only person on planet Earth that really hasn't smoked weed before, like at least once.
No, I am not. The Aiden, have you?
I plead my Fifth Amendment rights.
All right. So,
don't try to be cool. Cool is not.
We all have, Sandy.
Yeah.
You just see the one who hasn't.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You're wearing green, too.
Yeah, you're in character, too. For
I know.
It, with the
Wait,
green shirt.
What does that mean?
Oh,
wearing
you don't know
green?
About that? Oh, you don't know about that? Oh.
Okay. All right.
It's like
I'm
upside
done.
Down pineapple for swingers, but for potheads.
Oh, my God.
You are totally a whacked out stoner today.
If green is your color, that means you're a pothead? Okay. Anyhow.
We can make up stuff all day and she'll believe us.
I totally will.
I know, it's awesome.
I can't believe this.
All right,
okay,
so here's what I suggest, because it takes half an hour to an hour to kick in. I say we start at 7, so at 8 o'clock, our live audience Thursday people will be like, what is wrong with you?
Am I going to be able to drive home?
Oh, no. We're going to have to call you an Uber.
Maddie, you're going to have to drive me home.
I can do it.
No, Eden, you live on my side of town, don't you?
Yeah.
Where do you live, Maddie?
Penfield.
Yeah, no, you're not coming to the west.
You can drive me home.
My ass.
Perfect.
Okay, fantastic.
All right, you got an Uber if you need.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a few minutes here, in 10 minutes. You know the Eminem Rihanna song, Monster?
Mm-hmm.
Sing some of it for me, Scotty.
No.
Come on, Aiden,
no.
Maddie, anyone?
I'm friends with the monster.
Come on, Aiden.
Very
good. There is.
Inside of my head.
Okay.
There's a part of this song every single person sings wrong. And I'm going to see if you guys sing it right or wrong.
Okay, we'll do it next in the buzz.
Spisano and Sandy.
Buzz, Spisano, Sandy, Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, Maddie and Aiden hanging out in the studio with us this morning. What's up? Woo-hoo. Early live audience Thursday.
Before we get to this, you know the Eminem Rihanna song, Monster?
Yeah.
Sing it again, Maddie.
Okay.
I'm friends with the monster.
That song?
Yeah.
Before we get to the most misquoted lyric in that song.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to call out the most offensive comment that Aiden just told Scotty.
Stop.
Your comment tasted like my bad coffee.
He says, and it resembled mom jeans.
My very old stepdad loves your show. How did you say it? My very old, boring...
My very stepdad loves your show. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what that means. I guess we're boring. But anyhow, here we go. Are you ready? Play this, and you tell me what she's saying.
Okay?
Sing along. Right there. That last part. After she says, crazy, crazy, what is she saying?
She's saying what? Oh.
Before that.
Oh, I don't know.
Just before that. Crazy. I'm crazy. Right here. What did she say?
Well, that's not fair.
Yeah,
well, that's not fair.
That's not fair.
You say, that's not fair, Maddie? Yeah.
I almost feel like I shouldn't say because I feel like I've heard her talk about this.
Oh, really?
So I think I know what the real lyrics are.
You know what the real lyrics are?
No, say, what do you think it is?
Most people think, well, that's not fair.
Right.
It is not that.
What is it?
Maddie?
Well, that's nothing.
That's nothing?
Well, that's nothing. And then the new, well, that's nothing new. So the is the word new.
The what?
It's not.
Oh, before the.
It's new. N-E-W.
Okay, hold on. So we think she's saying, well, that's not fair, woo-ooh-ooh-ooh.
Right.
And she's really saying...
Well, that's nothing new, ooh-ooh-new.
New, nothing new.
I do not have a voice.
So wait, that's nothing new.
Yes.
Ooh-ooh-ooh. Okay. Wow.
My mind is blown.
I know,
me
right?
Me too.
Play it again now. Play it again.
Okay,
now you can't unhear it.
All right. I still don't hear it.
I got it.
It's a little abstract.
Hang on. Yeah. Maddie, sing along here. Aiden, give her your headphones.
Yeah, listen.
So she can sing along to it.
Okay, ready? Okay,
because she'll accentuate it.
The real lyrics or the big ones?
No, the real.
Okay.
The real. So Scott can hear it.
Yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's nothing.
Well, that's nothing new. Oh,
my
God.
Isn't that freaking wild?
Okay.
It's very abstract to hear it.
Isn't it? Mind blown.
I know.
I love misheard lyrics.
I know. I sing that. There's so many songs that I sing completely wrong.
You know, what's the one song by the Steve Miller Band that nobody knows the lyrics to?
I'm not sure what song you're referring to.
You don't even know who Steve Miller Band is.
I know the Steve Miller Band.
You sure?
That's when I was in college. And now Aiden and Maddie have no idea.
Right here, this one.
Some people call me the space cowboy.
Okay.
Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people
people call me Maurice.
Right here.
Because I speak of the pompatus of love.
What's the pompatus of love? What the hell is
that a
pompatus
word?
It's an actual title of a book, The Pompatus of Love. It's a book about misheard lyrics. And it tells you what it really is. Yeah. So the book's called The Pompatus of Love. What's the pompatus of love?
It's Pisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's known as full-size candy bar Phil, also newly retired full-size candy bar Phil. Now he's just Choo Choo Charlie. What's up, buddy?
Choo Choo Charlie.
Boarding bus. How
I didn't know you were such a train chaser.
Yeah, man.
My great uncle was a railroader for the old Lehigh Valley Railroad. I grew up in Leroy with the old Rochester Southern Line, actually right behind my house.
Oh, wow.
So I grew up with those guys all the time.
That's cool. Yeah.
And you've been chasing, what is it, Big Ben?
Big Boy.
Big Boy.
40. What's the full name of this giant train?
The Union Pacific Big Boy 4015 is the largest operating steam engine in the world.
1.2 million pounds, 130 feet long. When you sent the video, did you see that video, Sandy?
I did. It is cool.
It's huge.
Okay, so you know what's funny about this, and you're chasing this history, this piece of history, which is undeniably cool.
Yeah.
But typically, when we get caught stuck watching a train go by, that is the most frustrating moment in our life. Yet here you are chasing it and just sitting there and watching it.
Are you trying to hit every intersection that it goes over?
You know, what it is to go back with what Sandy said about waiting for trains. Everyone knows about my son, Anthony. He's autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in my car one day, and we had stopped for a train, and he just became mesmerized.
He lit up, huh?
That's
awesome.
He loves trains. So he's supposed to go to school today. He's not going to school today. We're gonna go and watch the train. I told the school that. The school's like, oh, we're so jealous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to go see this train. I got some areas mapped out where I'm not going to speed or anything. I'm not going to put ourselves in any danger. We're going to catch it a couple times. It's going to go through Letchworth, and if you're going to Letchworth to watch it, I will tell everyone the Portageville exit is actually closed today.
Yeah, right.
They're not opening up, and they're expected to be at capacity because all the parking is done, so they're actually busing people from different areas.
Wow.
So if you're going to go
Is this
now.
An old guy thing? I know your son loves trains. Kids and old men. Is this what it, like the demo that was there, the average age of the people that were there was what? 85?
Sandy, there were a lot of families there, a lot of women that were there.
Mm-hmm.
No woman by herself.
Did you watch a video?
No
woman
by herself is going. Maddie, would you go train chase?
I'm not entirely sure. The hour
See, she said
I
no. She said no. How old are you, Maddie?
21.
See, okay, maybe this is an old man thing.
Or you want to make it an old man thing?
I'm just saying.
I see it being as anybody and everybody.
Listen, you know? If a woman is train chasing,
mm-hmm.
women probably see the romance side of it. I'm not, history is history. It is cool. Celebrating the 250th birthday of this country. It's mm-hmm. awesome. Mm-hmm. But if a woman is in love with trains, like setting up little trains in her basement.
Okay, you're going a bit niche on this. Yeah, so, yeah. Well, you did go to Lancaster yesterday to visit, and you're going to hit it as it comes through. And then are you going to Letchworth or no?
Oh, good grief, no. Anthony wouldn't deal with those crowds.
Yeah,
he wouldn't deal with waiting. He wouldn't deal with the buses. So we're gonna forego Letchworth. Like I said, living in Genesee County, we're going to check it out, the Darien Crossing.
Uh-huh.
We're going to maybe check out Attica if we can get there safely.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to bypass and come out on the other side of Letchworth Park where it's going to come through.
Uh-huh.
So like Cast Isle and all that area down there.
Yeah.
And maybe catch it when it gets to Hordell because it's going to stop at Hordell tonight. So.
That's great. Well, we'll have fun train chasing with your kid. And I think it's a really pretty cool thing to come through our area. And if you're into trains, like, you know, we've got the Museum of Transportation. Yeah, we got the big Museum of Transportation down, you know, down near Avon. Yeah, in Rush. Yeah. So, a lot of enthusiasts. So, cool, buddy. And something we never knew about you.
Oh, yeah. I will do, you know me, I'll do anything for my son.
Yeah.
And so, this is for him and, for me too. I love this stuff.
Thanks, Phil. Hey, you know, just got an update from the Rochester Rail fan site. The Castile entrance to Letcher State Park is backed up miles already. It's pretty crazy. You see that?
You know what's so funny about this? 2 days ago when we were talking about this, guy's like, I'm not chasing trains. And now you are the most fixated on this story ever.
I think you misunderstood me. I can't. I would if I could.
No. But just I can't. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
just the whole train thing. You were like, I don't know who likes that. You were kind of poking fun.
Well, have
and
fun,
now
you guys.
You're
you
taking
enthusiasts.
A big interest in it.
Yep. That's me. That's the way I roll. I'm a big, squishy, left, right, up, down, undecisive piece of crap.
Oh, my God.
Which you will become in 15 minutes, because we're going to be kicking into some THC seltzer. It's called Gorilla Seltzer. It's a new one. Is it on the market yet?
I have no idea anything about this.
But Sandy's daughter brought it home because she's marketing it, and Sandy's never tried anything like this. So we're going to get some THC seltzer in her in just a few minutes. To give you an hour before we start Live Audience Thursday, when you have to actually be in front of people.
And I'm not going to change that much.
No.
It's going to be fine. You're not going to even notice.
Right.
Right?
The Buzz.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. Sandy's going to get high this morning.
I'm not. Stop, don't say it like that.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy.
It's a bad idea.
And it's not a bad idea because you brought it up.
Yeah, you know how sometimes you have ideas and you don't really think that, you know.
Don't think about all the logistics of it.
Yeah, yes. you just think of ha ha ha, and then you're like, wait, what am I doing?
You do that. You
I
have
do
great
that a
ideas,
lot.
And I'm like, well, what if? Oh, she's like, oh yeah. All right, so we have, thanks to your 21-year-old daughter, who's marketing Gorilla Seltzer, 5 milligram THC, peach and lime seltzers. We have them here. And you said, well, let's try them. You know, it's Live Audience Thursday, and you've never, ever touched anything like this. In whatever form it was, whether it's gummy or the natural organic weed or
there's
anything.
There's been
like
no desire.
Right.
Apparently, I'm the only one in the room, too, and we got two interns with us. So apparently, I'm the only one in the room that hasn't. And if you're listening, anyone else haven't?
You know, in this day and age, I mean, back in the old days, it was like, ooh, it's illegal. No, it's not. You know, there's places that are opening up left and right, up and down, you know, dispensaries for your recreational purposes only for 21 and over.
Yeah.
So, what do you want? You want peach or lime?
Ew, lime. No.
That's like a margarita, right? Probably.
Oh, you know what I think of when you say lime? This is going to be...
Sprite?
No, I think of Gatorade, the green Gatorade, when I was having my colonoscopy, and I never want to see lime anything ever again.
Here's your peach. I'll do the lime. Can you pass it over to Sandy for me? Thanks, Aiden. Appreciate it. I'll do the lime because... So we're doing this an hour early because it does take a little bit to kick in.
But what's the best... Like, why would somebody say, hey, listen, I crave a... THC seltzer. Why are we doing this?
Okay, I'll open that up to the room.
Melanie is in, which is so funny because Melanie, when we were kind of talking about this on the air, immediately, first text we get is Melanie saying, hey, can I come in and join really? In? I'm like, Melanie!
No, you invited me in after I started to give you pointers because I, too, had never partaken in this.
Right. And tell us your, you know, tell us the vibe. Give Sandy some encouragement.
So what I will say why I like the THC drinks or gummies is you can get relatively the same kind of like chill feeling, but without the calories and the bloat.
Oh.
That you would if you drank wine.
If you drank a bunch of wine or beer or
liquor,
and you, I like there's not really a hangover. So.
Right.
But again, why do I want that? Why not just drink water? Because of the chill factor,
the chill
is so
factor.
Enjoyable.
Yeah. Chill factor,
you know, and not for nothing. It's no secret that you are a little uptighter than a lot of other people, including me. I'm the opposite of you. That's why we've been working well together for 28 years.
Aiden and Maddie, this is the first time you're being exposed to me in work mode. Would you say that I am uptight?
You will not get fired.
Not entirely. I think there's
Thank
a middle
you,
ground.
Aiden.
I
Thank
think there's a middle
you,
ground between
Maddie?
The two of you.
Maddie?
So,
yeah. No, I'm going to be honest. That hesitation was telling, but I honestly think...
Closer. This mic sucks. Yeah.
It's okay. Hesitation was telling, but I think that you're super cool and not Thank super
you.
Uptight.
Thank you!
And not just glazing.
I don't need this.
You're uptight.
I'm in.
crack it, sister.
Well, Sandy, the other thing I'll say is that we're about the same age.
Yeah.
Right? So there are certain things that come with our age.
You've talked about it, Sandy.
This helps with perimenopause?
Yes.
It does not.
Yes. Depending on the type that you use, right? If you get the right chill, mm-hmm. right? I use one called Balance.
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 See, that makes sense.
Wait, it's spilling over. Hold on a second. What's it doing? Why is it like...
It's creeping out.
Wait.
Just drink it. Sip it. God. It's fizzing. That's why. It's not as cold as it wants to be. What's it taste like?
I don't know. Peach.
Who knew?
It tastes fine. Nothing's going to happen. I bet you this is going to be such a dud of a thing right. that we're doing. Because
put your finger in the middle of
now,
it.
Now, you can't say that because you're supposed to be like promoting this.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't want this to be a commercial.
Got
because
it, got
we have
it.
No it's alliance not, yeah. with this
okay,
at all.
Okay, okay.
It's not sponsored.
No. This is okay. just...
This could be anything, but we're on this stuff called Gorilla Seltzer. It's new and whatever. So.
Well, your daughter's promoting it.
Well, so. No, not even really. Okay, no, not... Well, okay.
She's working for a company that...
Trying.
You don't yeah. want to say it's a, it could be a dump.
Right.
That's
no.
my point.
So if you put your thumb right on the seltzer there, where it says seltzer,
yeah.
and then drink half of it, because you don't want the full 5 milligrams. You want about 2.5.
Okay, we'll see if anything changes today. I don't think so, but...
So Scott is also drinking it.
Wow, I'm also drinking it.
You're like gulping it. You're not even drinking it. You're shotgunning that damn thing. What are you doing over there?
I just got fizzy in my throat.
Buddy, I don't even think you're allowed to do that.
No,
I'm not rubbing the board.
I inhaled while it was bubbling.
Okay.
That's why, remember I said I want it as cold as it can be? Because it'll be really fizzy.
Oh, yeah, this would taste horrible if it was warm.
Yeah.
Okay, anyhow, if you notice a difference in the show and how it sounds, this might be our new thing. I don't know.
So are you going to take a couple sips or not?
I am. But we got to continue the show. Okay, ready? Jerker justified. Why are you looking at me
take
like that?
Take a sip. You haven't drank it yet.
I did. I already drank 2 sips. Okay, here's 3.
That's here's not a sip. That's wait, that's like a drop. I want you to swallow a whole mouthful of this, so...
You're like a freaking drill sergeant. Drink it now!
Ready? We do it at the top of the hour, you know? Shots.
Okay, there. I did it. Fine.
I don't know if you want to mix shots with it. Okay.
No, I just wait. We'll do shots of water at 8.
Jerker Justified is coming up in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, wait, hang on. I almost had a burp on the air.
Yep.
Okay, Jerker Justified is coming up in about 10 minutes. And this is, I already can't think. Never mind. This is not helping me at all. It's about traffic.
Yeah.
A pet peeve that people have at a red light.
Okay, hold on. We'll do it in just a few here on 98.9 The Buzz. Fizan and Sandy, make sure you stay tuned as the effects of our seltzer take hold.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spizzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9, The Buzz.
Don't stop believing that Sandy Waters is going to catch a buzz this morning on the original Buzz here on Spizzano and Sandy. So she suggested that we try these Gorilla Seltzer THC seltzers that she's never tried before. I have. But you... just brought up a...
Melanie is in the studio with us from the Buzz fam.
You just brought up a point. You actually looked at the can?
I did. I looked at the can. Cause
which, by the way, who's reading that text? Because it's way too small and I have my glasses on.
My glasses off.
Well, I have my glasses on and I can't read
it. Yeah, I can't see anything. Like this close? No.
So what does it say?
So it says, this product contains higher than average amounts of hemp-derived cannabinoids and is intended for experienced users only and users with a high tolerance to cannabinoids.
What is happening?
You're going to be happening in a few minutes.
Who thought of this dumb idea?
You did.
I feel like you did. I listened.
She did.
Well, he's always telling me to chill out. And back in the day, I used to have alcohol down here. Now it's not working anymore. So, okay.
Yes, it's all lost its thing. Okay, here we go.
The court of public opinion is now in session. It's Pisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
How many sips have you taken?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yes, you do know.
But no, I don't know. I'm not counting sips. Who does that?
You should
Where
be.
Where am I? I know I should be after that disclaimer. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm almost at halfway point.
Okay good,
so here
good.
We go.
That's
today,
all you're getting,
today on trial is something that I saw somebody post very angrily because they have all caps in here. So we're going to judge what happens at a red light.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they wrote. Just because you can turn right on red doesn't mean you have to. Stop honking at people if they choose not to.
Oh, my God.
But we're going to put the person on trial is the person who doesn't. It's the person who texted this or messaged this mm-hmm. to social media.
Mm-hmm.
The person who does not turn right on red.
Are they jerk or justified?
Are they jerk or justified?
That's a good one. 818-2899. Think about that. And we got tickets to Chicago. Coming up, the first caller through, 818-2899. Call us up and get in on this jerk or justified. The person who doesn't turn right on red when they can.
Is that your pet peeve?
Go.
98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning, The Buzz. Hi, jerk or justified. Turning right on red or not?
Not turning right on red
when you don't need to.
Are you asking my opinion?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's your turn.
Yeah, I think that as long as the traffic conditions allow and it is safe to do so, you should turn right if you can. I mean, because if you're not, you could be obstructing the person behind you.
Right. If you're in the right-hand lane, you don't have to turn on right on red, but you really should, right?
Okay. I think so.
So yeah. You're saying jerk if you can and you don't.
To do so.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So that would be jerk. Okay, who's
jerk.
This? Who's
and
this?
I would think that if it's safe to do so, especially if there's somebody behind you that wants to get where they're going to,
mm-hmm.
I would say not turning right on red is it. I don't know if it's jerk, but I'd say you're being obtuse.
Well, it's either obtuse.
Okay, that's okay. Not one of the choices.
Hold on a second.
What if our show did obtuse or
okay,
not?
Your choice is jerk. I'd go with jerk.
Obtuse or justified. All right, jerk it is. What's your name? First name?
Chris.
Chris, you got first call through. You got tickets to go see Chicago in concert at CMAC on June 26th, courtesy of the Bowery Presents. Congratulations, man.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. Hold the line, and I'll be right back, okay? I need to get your info. Hey, the Buzz. Good morning, Jerk or Justified.
Good morning.
Hello.
It is definitely jerk.
So, wait, are you the honker?
Oh.
I actually hate it when people honk.
I know,
but I will occasionally do a little beep beep.
Yeah.
A little tappy tap. Yeah. Do you do any hand gestures or facial expressions when you're doing the little tappy tap?
No.
Okay.
Not that serious.
In this day and age, you're going to get shot if you do stuff like that.
I know.
Okay. So you say jerk.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
If anybody is at a red light right now.
Yeah. And not turning right on red, shame on you. Hi, the boss.
Hi.
Hi.
I think it's a jerk move because it doesn't say optional right on red, and you're supposed to keep the traffic moving and not bottling it up.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not illegal not to.
Well, you're bottling up traffic and causing it, you know, to pile up. And, like, for example, when you're turning left at a red light, I can't stand when people stay behind the line and don't move out into the intersection.
And then
the light turns red again, and you're still sitting there. And the person who was first is still sitting there.
Uh-huh. I get the vibe you are the honker.
I'm not the honker.
Okay.
The only time I tap the horn is if they fell asleep and they're supposed to turn.
There you go.
Here we go. Yeah, like, another wake tapper. Up. No. Another
tap,
tapper.
Get off your phone. Thank you. Hi, Buzz. Jerk or justified. Kenny,
1,000% jerk.
Jerk.
Jerk. Jerk. Yeah. Oh, God.
I think
okay.
We're seeing a trend here. Hey, Kev, you're on The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Absolutely justified.
Oh, you're the only one so far.
Wait, to not turn right on red when you can?
I drive a truck for a living, buddy.
Yeah?
There's a lot of times that stack blocks my view. Do you want me to think I can turn right and run into somebody?
Ah.
I love it.
Okay. We'll take one justified.
Yeah. You're by yourself. All by myself.
It's all you, man. Thanks, buddy.
I'm on an island and I'm happy for it.
That's fine. Goodbye. And naked.
Oh. Why are you picturing him naked?
The verdict is...
because it's Kev.
Justified.
Is it justified or is it jerk?
No, you did the wrong one. It's jerk.
I kind of feel
you had
like...
one job.
For
you
safety?
Had one job. Nope.
For safety?
No, obviously, it's you can't... What's happening right now?
The verdict is...
You pushed the wrong button.
Jerk.
Yeah,
okay.
Jerk.
Just go right on red, please.
98.9, The Buzz.
Obviously, if there's a car coming, you're not going to. Safely, if you can. I guess we're going to have to.
It's a live audience Thursday coming up in a few minutes. How are you feeling?
I think I feel normal. This stuff isn't working for
me. Take another sip.
Okay. I don't know. I feel nervous doing this because Mama Jean is in the studio and I don't want to disappoint her.
Why would she be disappointed?
Mama Jean, they're making
her.
Me do THC drink to see if I would chill out because apparently I'm tightly wound.
The seltzer. It's a seltzer.
I don't know.
You have peach and I have lime.
Mm. I feel normal. I don't know what's happening. Nothing. Okay, anyhow.
Can you imagine being immune to anything like that and not have it not affect you? That'd be like the worst feeling ever.
What? I like to be in control.
And you are in control.
Okay, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Live audience Thursday. We're going to kick it off in a few minutes here. We do buzz shots with Mama Jean and Jason.
Yeah.
And Melanie is in the studio.
Okay.
Keep it PG and more.
Yeah, here on the buzz.
Spisano and Sandy.
Yeah. Here we go. Raise your shot glasses, everybody.
It is time to do this. All right, here we go. Feel the vibe. The Buzz Fan Studio. Don't be late. Game's on the mic. The vibe's feeling great. Sign up at the website. Don't be late. Shot. Come on. Who's that?
That was
shot.
The worst chance ever.
You know why? Because my mouth's stuck. Hey.
We got Jason. Mama Jean and Melanie from the Buzz Fam in the studio. A toast to all of you for being part of the Buzz Fam.
Yay. Thank you. Yeah. I'm getting a wonky mouse here. So, like, I got a lag and I missed it. I have because I got to start the song. Then I got to flip over to, like, the script. Screwed that all up.
So bad. Right, anyhow, Jason's in the studio and Mama Jean.
Yeah.
And he is the creator. This is the coolest thing ever.
Best story in the world.
It just took him 10 years to get here.
Yeah.
But he designed the Lego house. It's like Christmas Vacation, you know, like the Chevy Chase house.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
He designed a Lego display and Lego, the company, said, "You win, my friend. We're going to put that into production."
Yeah. That's very cool, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it.
Hi, Ma. Go ahead and introduce her.
Yeah, so I've got my mom in the studio here today.
Yeah.
And she wishes she wasn't after what we're telling her.
You should have seen her do that shot. It was amazing.
I know. She was like a pro. She took the lead on that one.
Yeah. Sandy's doing THC seltzers this morning, just to let you know.
Yeah, I know. When you said that, I looked at Mama Jean, and she gave me this look of disappointment. Like, that girl, she's a dirty girl.
Are you disappointed in her?
No, definitely not.
No, okay.
I'm disappointed in myself, Mom. I'm telling you, I don't do this kind of stuff. But I'm not feeling anything.
Well, then take a little bit more.
I think it's bogus.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're good.
Yeah.
You just have to wait it out.
Melanie's here, too. Mel, grab the mic, because you're...
You've had enough, Sandy. You just have to wait it out.
Yeah.
You're good.
Till when?
60 to 90 minutes. But if you keep going, you might regret your choice. So
right,
you need to stop right there.
It creeps up on you.
Especially now that it's supposed to be for highly experienced cannabinoid users.
Oh, you didn't read the small print on the label.
I can't read the small print. It's too small. Mm. Anyhow, okay. Mm-hmm. So coming up in just a few minutes here, we're going to play Keep It PG.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have two of you are going to play, and one's going to be the judge. So, Melanie, you pick who is going to be the judge.
Don't take that one. Oh. Who's judging today?
Judge.
Mom's judging!
Judge! I was so hoping you were going to have to play.
Okay. I know, me too.
Mom's the judge. Keep it PG. We'll do it next.
Okay, right here on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spisano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Hello, live audience Thursday. Everybody clap for themselves.
Yes. Come on, make noise. Yay,
because I only have one hand to clap with. So
we have Jason in the studio, who is the creator, the mastermind of the Chevy Chase movie, the Christmas Vacation Lampoon Lego house. He designed it, and Lego's like, yeah, I want that. We're going to sell that.
They picked it up. Yours is going to be all over the world.
It's going to be awesome. So Jason's in the studio, and Mama Jean is in the studio, and Melanie is in the studio as well. And it is time to play Keep It PG.
Keep It PG. This is fun. Don't be nervous.
If you're new to this, rules of the game, you cannot use the same answer someone else says.
Yes.
You have to answer immediately no more than 5 seconds to respond. The most creative gets the point. It's not the most practical. It's not the most, like, obvious. It's the most creative. Mm-hmm. And Mama Jean, you are the judge. And
she's
don't
like, thank God.
Only favor your son, okay? Don't play favorites.
Do what you want, Mom.
Who drove here?
She did?
Mama Jean did. Okay, fine.
I drove her car.
Ah, okay. You always slip her $20.
Yeah, okay. And the most important rule that you have to follow is you have to keep it PG. Are you ready? Three rounds, and we have a tiebreaker just in case.
Yes, in case.
Melanie, you kick us off every time.
Oh, aren't you lucky?
Okay.
Name something that gets hard when you touch it.
Oh, God. Oh, geez, Sandra.
I'm trying to think of one of those, like, but they don't get hard. Like those squeezy.
Oh, Nido?
Like Nidos.
Like a Nido, yeah.
Right. I'm trying to think, or like the. This is really hard. I thought it would be easier to go first. You have more time to think.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
Just I'm say like, anything.
We're all listening
most
to you.
Creative.
We're all listening to you.
Rando, creative, five.
Sand,
four.
I don't know.
Sand.
You can make it hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God.
Jason, keep it PG. Name something that gets hard when you touch it.
I'm going to say a math textbook.
Ah.
Oh, my God. That was a good answer.
Oh, my God.
Scott Spazzano, keep it PG. Name something that gets hard when you touch it.
My wife being defensive every time I could try to get near her. She's like this.
Oh, God. Okay. Mama Jean, up to the mic. Who gets the point?
What do you say?
Jason.
Jason! All right,
Jason is on the board.
With the math book. Okay.
Round two.
Okay, go.
Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
What is something? It's even hard to read these with Mama Jean in the studio. Okay.
No, it's the THC seltzer that's kicking in.
Could be. What is something that can be painful when it's too big?
Oh, God.
So I'm thinking about swallowing a pill.
Okay, that was good.
Okay,
Jason,
there you go.
Keep it PG. Yeah,
that was actually the one that came to my mind. So that's okay. That's okay. We're going to do another one.
Okay.
How about a splinter?
Oh, good one.
Oh, a splinter.
Scotty, name something that can be painful when it's too big.
When I fill up my gas tank.
Well, that's a good one.
Those are good answers, Mama Jean. Which one? This is tough.
Melanie.
Ah, good job.
That's because I took your son's answer.
Melanie's on the board. Okay, ready. Final one, unless we need to go to a tiebreaker.
Oh.
The pressure is on. Melanie, name something that feels a little naughty when you do it outdoors in public.
Oh, ice.
Let's see. Yelling at your kids.
Yelling at your kids. That's a good one.
And you know who the judge is, Mama Jean. She's probably been there.
Playing to the judge, maybe.
Jason, keep it PG.
Okay.
What is the question again?
Name something that feels a little naughty when you do it outdoors in public.
Oh, okay.
How about spending a lot of money, like at a fair or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
All right.
Scott Spazzano.
Yeah.
Will you get on the board and make this a tied game?
Hope so.
Name something that feels a little naughty when you do it outdoors in public.
Sunbathing. Laying out in the sun. Feels a little naughty.
Oh, okay. Mama Jean.
Mel gives me a thumb down on that
Mama
one.
Mama Jean? Who gets the point?
Melanie.
Oh!
We got a winner.
Melanie wins. Keep it PG. I'm Spazzano and Sandy. Now
you get the rest of Sandy's THC seltzer.
Yeah, that's what you went.
Yeah.
If we had to go to a tiebreaker, it was going to be an audio thing.
Question.
So
yeah.
We didn't get there
We're
today.
Gonna save it?
We didn't get there last week.
Okay.
We're going to save it to next week. We might get there.
I'm glad it didn't happen this week.
I know. Me too. Okay, coming up on the show, we have to talk about your Lego creation how cool this is. But we also have to talk about solitude influencers. Anybody in the room hear of that phrase before? Anybody?
We have young and old in this room, and yes, no one knows what you're talking about.
So I probably know, but I probably don't know it by that name.
Oh,
my kids
okay.
Watch all
yeah, because you work
stuff.
With kids at school.
Yes. We'll discuss in about 10 minutes.
What's it called?
Solitude Influencers.
Okay, hold on.
98.9 The Buzz. Still free. Still awesome.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It's coming up on 9 o'clock at 98.9 The Buzz. And let's welcome our live studio audience crew here this morning. Yay, Melanie. And Jason, and his mom, and Jason is here, and you may have heard us talk to him, a couple of weeks, months ago, maybe now, about his little endeavor with his daughter, and it ended up being a full worldwide production of a Lego set. How crazy is that? And you notice the song? What's this song from? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase movie? Tell us the story real quick, because this is so awesome.
Sure. So my daughter and I had this idea to submit an idea to Lego to try to make like an official Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
Was this out of nowhere? Were they asking for people?
So it all started like 10 years ago.
Oh, God.
I had built like this little, we have this little cottage in the Finger Lakes. Mm-hmm. So for Christmas one year, I built her this model, gave her the instructions, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife said, hey, you should submit this idea to Lego. I'm like, you can't even do that. Well, it turns out you can.
You can.
It's a whole line that they have called Lego Ideas. And it's simply put, you come up with an idea. You take some photos. You load it all onto the Lego Ideas website. You have to collect 10,000 votes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And once you get to 10,000, it gets in front of a Lego executive review board.
Hmm.
And then from that list, they will choose what can become like an official Lego set.
So after 10 years and all this stuff and showing your daughter that persistence pays off.
Here it is.
There it is sitting in front of us. The actual National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation house. It is exact replica. I mean, with the moose mug inside. Like, what else is in there that you'll recognize from the movie?
Yeah, so we've got like Aunt Bethany's Jell-O mold.
My God. The detail is incredible.
Yeah.
And this is all you, every detail of this.
Yeah, so my daughter and I, yep. So
yeah.
That is fantastic. Yep. And now it's in production, so now they're going to, this Christmas we can buy it? Or when can we buy it?
Yeah, when's it coming out?
So they haven't released an official date yet.
Okay.
So it's my guess is it's probably a little late in the year for it to come out this year.
Yeah.
So, and I'm guessing they probably want to release it around the holidays. My best.
How much
guess
are you getting paid for this? Do you get a residual of every one sold?
You do.
Okay.
Nice. So,
we're going to pay off our daughter's college education.
So there's three things you get.
Mm.
One is you get 1% of the net sales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
1%?
Forever? For life?
For as many sets as they sell.
Oh, I love this.
Yep. You get 10 free copies of the set.
Okay.
Which is great.
Thank you.
We've already got those all spoken for.
Yeah, I was going to say. And then you got to buy your own.
I like how he said that because he didn't want any of us to use them up. Okay,
just in case you guys are wondering.
Uh-huh. Sure, he's been asked.
Yeah.
But then the coolest thing, and this was the thing we were really going for, is in the instruction manual, you get like a little bio, a write-up and a picture of your story.
Uh-huh.
So anybody who gets the set will get to kind of see our story.
Get to see the story.
God, I love this so much.
So cool.
And you are right here, local from Syracuse, but we're going to claim you.
We live in Syracuse. My wife and I went to Geneseo. My mom, who's here, also went to Geneseo. Lived in Rochester for a while, so... Upstate New York. Go upstate New York.
Go. That's right.
That is awesome. That's beautiful.
It was really, and we'll put up pictures of it. So did you get some videos and stuff? Yeah. I can't even. Congratulations, you guys. And you let us know if it's coming out because we'll pump it for you. Okay.
All right. Definitely. I'll keep you guys posted.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Spisano and Sandy.
Sounds like a plan.
We'll kick you up.
Thank you for being a live audience Thursday, everybody. Give it up for yourselves.
Yes. Thanks for driving in so early from Syracuse. Yes. Mama Jean, thank you for dealing with our tomfoolery with THC drinks.
Did you say tomfoolery?
And
it's definitely kicking in.
What is it? I still don't feel it. I feel like this was a dud. Anyhow.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Melanie, thank you for joining in too, being part of the Buzz fam.
Happy to. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
If you missed anything from the show, you can always go to the podcast. Just search out Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz. But now it is time to say, we out.
That's right. We out like your lower back after pretending that you still dominate your lawn work. See you, bye.
Bye.
9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.